This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Bill Enright was a minister that I knew years ago in Indianapolis, Indiana. He tells about a woman he knew in his congregation by the name of Andrea. He describes Andrea as a beautiful woman. He said she was gorgeous. She was an artist. He said sitting at her home is a sculpture of herself that Andrea did of herself. He said all the fine features are there, but her eyes are sunken in and her mouth is twisted in the sculpture. Bill Enright said it looked as though she had swallowed a lemon. Into her delicate, beautiful face had been chiseled deliberate homeliness. What a sentence. Listen to that again. Into her delicate, beautiful face had been chiseled deliberate homeliness. One evening, Andrea's husband was in the living room with some of his friends. They're watching a football game, watching the Colts play. And one of the friends, for the first time, was observing the sculpture. Reading his thoughts, reading his mind, Andrea's husband said, "Yeah, that's my wife, Andrea. That's right. That's her. She's much prettier than that, but that's the way Andrea pictures herself. Andrea is beautiful, but she doesn't see it. Andrea is beautiful, but she doesn't see it." I tell that story to ask you this question. How do you see yourself today? I'm going to give you two words to write down. This is the way that every man, every woman in this room who's a believer in Christ should see himself or herself. The most mature way to describe how you should look at yourself, how I should look at myself. Here are the two words. Write them down. Forgiven sinner. You need to look at yourself as a forgiven sinner, and so do I. Why? Because that's what we are. We're not just sinners, and we're not just forgiven. Isn't it great? We're all forgiven. We're forgiven sinners. And it's all by the grace and the mercy of God that we have the forgiveness of God. And when you see yourself as a forgiven sinner, both forgiven and a sinner, you don't have arrogance like you used to. You don't look down on people like you used to. You don't have this uppity attitude, well, I'm special and they're nothing because I'm who I am. When you realize I'm a forgiven sinner, all of a sudden, the ground is level. The ground is always level at the foot of the cross. Don't always base your opinions of other people based on your perceptions for two reasons. You can write people off and say, well, what's his story? Well, look at the way he dresses. Look at the way she dresses. And you write people off. Or you look at another person and say, now, they're successful. That guy must be in business or something, or she must be really a successful person. You don't know the hell that people go through privately. You really don't, and neither do I. You don't know the agony that people cry themselves to sleep over. You don't know the misery of people, and so we're always assuming we've got everybody figured out and our perceptions can be wrong. Today, the Lord wants to open up somebody's eyes today for the first time so that you can say, when the question's asked, who do you say that I am? You're the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God. Lord, thank you for the opportunity just to say those words. Lord, every time we've done this, everywhere I've been, somebody has come out and said, that's the first time. The first time I've ever said those words out loud. And many times people say it with tears streaming down their face because they know it's a holy moment. It's not a Kodak moment, it's a holy moment. As they make the greatest acknowledgement that this world has ever seen is when a man, a woman, or a young person says, I know who you are. You're the Christ. You're the Messiah. And you are the Lord of my life. You're the Lord of the universe and the Lord of my life. Lord, thank you for blessing this service today and the early two services. If there are people who need to publicly share that today, that's why we're here. If people need prayer, that's why we're here. If people have a need to share, that's why we're here.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.